Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
And joining us is Graham Scott Fleming. Graham is our trending track winner this time around and also very much a newcomer to the country music scene. Feeling a little bit hungover this morning, though, but honestly, it was a pretty good reason to party last night.
Yeah, we shot the video last night and maybe did a little too much method acting in the video and had a couple pints. And I might be hurting from it right now.
Yeah, but listen, we need another take of that. I need another drink. No, it was fine, Graham. Don't worry. No, seriously, I think we can do better. Is that how it went down? Just like...
One more. And everyone was like, yeah, we'll have one too. I'm like, okay, you know, it's just a party shoot, which is how the shoots generally end up going anyway. But yeah, I had to wake up early this morning, so my body didn't like me too much.
when can we see the video? Is it coming out in a couple weeks? What do you think? A little pressure there for you.
Yeah, on the spot, eh? Yeah, we'll definitely have it ready for next week, and I think we have a plan to roll it out maybe the week following. So,
wow, yeah, that's a quick turnaround.
It is. Roadhouse Productions, AJ Assel, he's amazing. He's incredible. His work is untouchable, and how fast he pumps these videos out is insane. So, yeah, could be 2 weeks.
Is this the biggest video you've done so far, like with the most budget, most people, or have you done this before?
This, the same team I shot Deja Vu with is these guys. So, it's kind of the same spectrum, but this video kind of hits a little different as the song hits a little different. So this one was a pretty emotional to shoot, I'd say. And yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited to see it. It's always one of those things. It's like, it feels good shooting, but you don't know what it's going to be until you see it together. So I'm excited for that moment for sure.
We're excited too. And we'll watch for that. We'll get that obviously posted all over our socials and stuff. So part of my job with the trending track is I get to tell the artists. Sometimes it's the management. Sometimes, you know, I don't know the artist personally, but I had met you before and we had chatted. I got to tell you that you were our trending track winner. And it was so great. Yeah. It's such a revealing, fun thing to be able to call someone and give them good news. And you were having some fast food at the time. And
you were calling me out today.
all I kept thinking about was, oh my God, don't drop your fries. This is good news, but don't drop your damn fries.
Honestly, I was thinking that too. It's like I won the lottery, but if I dropped the fry, I would have.
Oh yeah,
bad.
So, could you?
No fries were wasted in that moment.
If we had dropped the fries, you'd have been like, "Thanks, but no thanks." Thanks. Yeah. Move on. You made me. Yeah, I'm never talking to you.
Yeah. No, please. Oh my gosh, that literally was like winning the lottery when you called me. I was freaking out.
Better Man is a special song for you too, because there's no co-writes. Am I right on that? That's a you thing. You put that all together, and it must come from a pretty emotional, special place.
Yeah. This one was, I wrote it myself, and it actually started out as a journal entry. And as I was kind of reading over what I was writing in the book, I was like, maybe this could be a tune. And, you know, I started humming some melodies and putting it together, and it ended up being like a last minute add to my recording session with the agenda, and we wrote the music to it literally the next day, and then it ended up the way it is. So yeah, it was kind of a cool organic process and ended up being one of my best songs. So it's just, it feels good to have it out there and for it to be recognized from you guys. So thank you so much.
I love hearing those stories where it's like, it was like a last minute thing, it almost didn't make it. Really cool story from Sam Hunt I saw earlier this week, that Body Like a Back Road was just a song. He had to have something out because he was going to go on tour. And his team said, right, no, that's not good enough. And he's like, well, I have to put something out. This is all I have. It's not great. It'll do. And it becomes one of his best songs. Like, it's just crazy how that stuff works.
It's fun. It's fun. I love that, because sometimes you'll like sit down to write and you could sit there just staring at a blank page for hours and nothing will come out. And then something like this is just... that kind of just spilled out of me from a real place of vulnerability, and it ended up being one of my favorite songs. So it's just cool how it all comes together sometimes.
Your friend Danny got me on to you, and I have to thank her, and I do quite often, because I think It's really nice when it's passionate. And I remember the first time we chatted, she's like, I need you to listen to a song and an artist. His name's Graham Scott Fleming. And of course, like everyone does, who the hell's that?
Right.
And this was way, I guess maybe you had your last single out maybe, but she had sent me Better Man. It was rough. It was just a rough version. And I was like, man, that song, that's the song right there. And
Come on.
I'm just so glad. Like, I mean, it's just funny how stuff like that works. Like she wasn't really even working with you. She's just like, hey, I have a friend. Here's the song.
Yeah.
And now it's going to go, or it is top 40 in Canada right now. So it's funny how it all comes together.
That's crazy to hear. Yeah. Danny is incredible. Not only an incredible artist and, radio promotion and everything she does, she's just amazing. Like one of the most amazing, well-rounded humans I've ever met. And we are like family now, and she defends me. She sticks up for me. She pushes me. She, you know, just makes me a better artist as well. And I think it's really cool because she is an artist and she connects to music in such a different way. And when she believes in something, she really pushes it. And she is, she's just introduced me to the most incredible people.
That's awesome.
It's fighting for me to get out there. So,
so how do your friends from Broadway, because we're going to talk about your Broadway career, but how do your friends from Broadway treat you as a country artist? Because do they look down on country? Is it because it's such a different, like, you know, Broadway is Broadway and it just seems like it's way up there. And then some people would think country is not. Do you get any flack for that?
No, not at all. I think it's one and the same, to be honest. I think what was cool with me being in theater is that my voice is kind of country on itself, I guess. Like it leans towards the country sound. So when I was singing these Broadway songs, I kind of always had a country flair to it. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's known that country has been my number one go-to. And even if they didn't listen to country, I was playing country at my house or country at their house when I went over. So I was kind of slowly making them fall in love. And for moments like this now, when I'm actually able to be pursuing it. So yeah, they're still sticking with me so far.
is it a world where you can do both? Like, can you skate in both areas? Or, you know, if you have a successful country career, could you still go back and do some Broadway stuff too? Cause I mean, I would assume once that's in your blood, you don't want to give that up either.
Yeah, it's definitely a special, like, they're two completely different things, but like I said, they kind of go one-on-one. I wish there was a world where I could do them both right now, but I'm also, when I was trying to do that, I wasn't really focused in one or the other. I was kind of just, you know, leaning one way one day, one way the other day. And now that I'm just fully focusing on country, all this stuff is starting to happen. And so I'm very content and happy with where we are going. But yeah, I definitely want to go back. It's like you said, it's in your blood. I love acting so much. It's a different vibe being on stage doing that than it is country, but both are incredible. So I don't know.
You're going to have the best enunciation when it comes to your singing, because in Broadway, right, you have to have the right pronouncing of the words. People are going to know exactly what every word is in a Graham Scott Fleming song.
Well, that's good, because hopefully they'll learn it faster.
That's right.
We can all sing it together.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
So was there a role that you always wanted in Broadway that you would like? Is there a dream role that maybe you'd be like, okay, I'm going to take a pause out of this country thing because I got a chance to play this for however long?
I think it would be, I mean, there's so many shows that I love, and there's so many shows that I love seeing and you know, want to play. But lately, at near the end of my run that I was doing, I was creating some roles. I've got to originate some roles. And I think that's so special. It's fun going to play a character that's already, you know, made. But when you get to make it, you're putting a lot of yourself into that role. And I think that's more what I would want to do, I guess.
I got to go see I've seen a few Broadway shows in New York and stuff. But I got, you know, like the last minute tickets situation where like you walk into the booth and they you basically buy a ticket to, you don't know where you're sitting or anything. And I ended up getting like front row for Chicago. And so,
oh, come on.
Anyway, and the whole time I'm thinking, man, we read this ticket wrong, because we paid like very little money. And it was just, they had unsold seats, very front row. And I thought I liked it until I realized how darn close the actors got to you. And then I felt guilty because you didn't want to stop paying attention for a minute. It was like you were in the front of the class.
Right?
Like,
yeah. You're embarrassed for no reason.
They're looking at me. And I just remember a couple times thinking, man, like I literally, and you can't, and I didn't, you'll be proud of me. I could reach out and touch. Like that's how close we were.
And, yeah. I always feel bad. I always feel bad for the front row, low key, because, you know, like you were saying with diction and having to say every word and enunciate, sometimes, you get some spit takes, and when you're that close.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to mention that, but I definitely got a little bit
sorry,
of that.
I went there.
Chicago spit.
Yeah. Hey, now you left with Broadway spit on you, so it's
it was a good night. It was a good night. Yeah. Where can people see Graham Scott Fleming? Is it just maybe online videos for now, but a tour coming, or are we going to be able to see you play at some point soon?
I am really hoping to get out soon. It's like with everyone in the same position, it's kind of hard to be booking stuff because everything just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back. I do have one show coming up on March 10th. I'll be opening for Kendra Kay.
She just sent me a new song.
Yeah, she's awesome. I met her at the CCMAs, and then they just hit me up, was it the other day, and asked if I wanted to open for her. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
So
it's hard because I want to get out so bad, because now that I've been releasing music, I haven't had the opportunity yet to go out and play it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just dying for those opportunities. But yeah, online right now, I'm just doing some live virtuals here and there and posting some covers and stuff until I can get out there.
All right, let's talk a little bit about you real quick, too, because it's Country Confidential. I got to find out some stuff about you that people don't know. Are you living at home with your parents right now, or are you just visiting them for a couple months?
Let's just say it's been a two-year visit. And, it's I was supposed to go on a ship right before the pandemic was happening, so yeah. I kind of got rid of everything, and I was going to be on a ship for 6 months, but because that got canceled like a week before I left, I just moved in with my parents for a minute, and then a minute turned into a month turned into a year turned into 2 years going on three.
That's all right,
oh,
buddy.
Gosh.
That's all right. That's what you have parents for.
Exactly. Yeah.
The ship thing was, I'm surprised you even talked to me anymore, because I didn't follow that whole blow up of that. And I literally sent you a message like 2 months in going, man, how's the cruise ship? And you're like, I'm not on one. And I was like, oh no.
I think there was a lot of COVID things going on, and there was contract changes right before, like days before. And I just, it just was a, it was easier not to. And again, another blessing in disguise, because if I was on the ship, I don't know if all this would be happening. I just don't know.
Things happen for a reason.
But, yeah, I believe that.
Okay, so dogs, cats, what do you have? Animals?
Yeah, I rescued a pup at eight weeks. He was 8 weeks old. Fun fact, I'm terrified of dogs because I've been bitten by so many. And so I got George. His name is George. I rescued him, a little beagle. I got him to get over my fear, but I raised him so I know his temperament, so I know he's not going to hurt me. And so it didn't get over my fear, but now I ended up with a dog. But also, I became super allergic to him. So I got him when I was doing Kinky Boots, and when I was living in a condo with him, I couldn't even sing for a whole weekend. I was like, what is going on? And I figured out that I was allergic to him. So now he's a family dog. He lives on the farm with mom and dad,
And
he's
you?
The best dog ever.
See, so you're not,
I'm
living,
not living there. I'm just visiting. Come
yeah,
on.
You're just visiting him. Come on.
I'm just visiting George. That's... Exactly.
All right. So, and then once we get back to going out again, your perfect vacation spot. Where would Graham Scott Fleming go on vacation?
Honestly, I feel like this has been the short winter, but also it feels so long because you're locked up. So I want to go somewhere hot.
Yeah,
I just want to go lay on a beach and not think about anything and drink a strong ass margarita.
Nice, that's a good call. From someone who does that every year except the last two, I'm feeling what you're going through.
I haven't been on a destination vacation probably since I was grade 12 because we went on a grad trip, but. That was a couple years ago. I'm 30 now, so.
Any margaritas consumed in grade 12? Yes.
For legal reasons, yes. Yes, there was lots.
and you're doing some writing now. Are you back in the studio soon? Is there more music coming from Graham Scott Fleming? Maybe an EP at some point, or just singles?
Oh yes, I got both in the works. I guess got a couple singles, and also I'll be back in the studio March 2nd is when we're laying some bed tracks down for 5 new tunes, which is going to be
that's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, I've been writing a whole bunch and also dabbling in the co-writing situation, so that's
now
been a lot of fun.
You've never really done that before. Is that?
It's a weird feeling. I'll always remember my first co-write was with Jason McCoy because my dad actually wired his house. It's a whole long story, but I wrote with Jason and he was awesome. That was my first time ever doing it, but I feel like I didn't do much because I was just scared. And you know, it is a scary feeling because a lot of the things that I write come from a vulnerable place. And when you're writing with other people, sometimes I feel like I get scared to be as vulnerable as I would if I were alone. And so I feel like I'm not doing my best work, but doing this over and over again with the people I've been writing with lately, they've opened me up so much. And some of the songs that we're writing are pretty cool. And I'm very excited to get those recorded for sure.
We're excited as well. Trending track winner. And then you also won a What to Watch with Rogers Radio. And there's a lot of good things happening with Graham Scott Fleming. I hope you're having a good time visiting George.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am. I'll give him a treat for you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shiloh.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.